A group of lawyers representing former Iraqi detainees filed a lawsuit this week alleging that civilian contracting companies conspired to abuse Iraqi prisoners. This is the latest filing in a web of legal claims that has grown to cover nearly every aspect of the prison abuse scandal. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report.
Since the prison abuse scandal first broke in April, legal actions have popped up in almost every size from almost every potential source. Former detainees who say they were abused at prisons in Iraq have filed individual claims against the military. Lawyers in private practice are representing groups of detainees who accuse civilian contracting companies of conspiring to abuse prisoners. And civil rights giants like the ACLU and the Center for Constitutional Rights have entered the fray with a claim against the Justice Department. Susan Burke, who's a partner at Montgomery McCracken Law Firm in Philadelphia, is a lawyer in one of two suits that have been filed against civilian contracting companies. She hopes the aggregate of these legal actions can help uncover the full story of what happened at U.S.-run prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan.
This is the type of debacle that needs the investigative resources, that needs lawyers, that needs people to dig in and get the details, get the transcripts, get the testimony. And so it's a major task.
So far, she says, the lawyers in these suits have been pretty well coordinated. While the ACLU works on getting the Justice Department to release confidential memos regarding torture, Burke's team looks at the role of civilian contractors. She says even though each case is unique, most lawyers involved in the prison abuse scandal want to work together to maximize their efficiency.
Part of what we try to do is make sure that we're reaching out to everyone that's involved in looking at this matter so that we coordinate, we share information, and we make sure everyone knows what's going on so that there's no duplication of effort.
There is one seeming duplication of effort. Civilian contracting companies this week received notice of a second lawsuit against them. This latest claim bears a striking resemblance to the suit that Susan Burke's legal team filed nearly 2 months ago. Mary Ellen O'Connell is a law professor at Ohio State University. She suspects that this latest claim may be what's known as a copycat lawsuit, one that imitates an existing suit to get a piece of what could be a lucrative settlement.
But at the end of the day, what most of us are very concerned about is that human rights are enforced, that those responsible are held accountable, and it may very well be that more suits will result in that outcome.
The civilian contracting companies named in the suits call both cases slanderous. The contracting company CACI released a statement saying that the latest suit amounted to ambulance chasing in an attempt to extort financial gain. Aside from civilian lawsuits, the military is proceeding with courts-martial for military personnel who are accused of torturing detainees at prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan. And those proceedings have created an ironic alliance. Lawyers for abuse victims are finding that they share goals with lawyers for the alleged abusers. Both sides want a thorough investigation of the role that high-ranking officials may have played in prisoner abuse. So far, both sides have been frustrated with assertions by the military and the Bush administration that abuse was the result of renegade prison guards acting on their own. Sharif Akil is a lawyer for some of the Abu Ghraib detainees. He says he hopes to use the testimony from military courts-martial in his cases.
The information that they gather is going to shed light and provide us information with respect to how did this all come down, who was making the decisions, which persons played an important role, and how did this affect the policy that existed in Abu Ghraib prison.
Law Professor O'Connell says one thing none of these lawsuits can do is investigate high-ranking officials, such as Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Attorney General John Ashcroft.
There's not a possibility through the military investigations, for example, for that to happen. Congress has made some attempts, but it is a Republican-controlled Congress, and we have not seen in the last several weeks real enthusiasm on Capitol Hill for investigating the very highest government officials.
President Bush could appoint a special prosecutor to investigate prison abuse at the highest levels, but the closer the presidential election gets, the less likely that possibility becomes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.